Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women, and that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long. And I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is the power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack and let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm super excited for today because I have Jenna Johnston here, and she is a personal trainer, my personal trainer, actually, when I go. And we're going to talk about strength training today, because I think that this is something that I get a lot of questions about all the time. Like, what should women be doing for exercise, or what should we be doing specifically like to help our hormones? And we've talked about how to incorporate training with your cycle on the podcast, but really talking about strength training specifically and what it is and how to do it is really, really important. And so I'm excited to talk about that today with you, Jenna.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
Yeah, I would love to just start with you telling us a little bit about like how you got into training and your story around that, and then we'll dive into the details.
Yeah, you bet. So, man, training for me, since I was a small kid, I've always had the passion to play sports. I grew up playing sports since I was four, like all the way to my collegiate experience playing tennis. And I think there was never a day I didn't play sports. I can ask my mom.
Yeah.
I was always outside. I was always active. I wanted to be the girl that played with the boys. That was me. And I think just growing up and just having that background, that became natural for me. And it's something that I always enjoyed doing. And further along, after I graduated high school and college, I fell in love with that profession. And I think having the background and it becoming natural for me was like a given of what I wanted to do. And as I grew in my profession, I just became devoted like to helping people, obtaining not just like a fun environment, but like the goal of me is just to try to improve the quality of life of my clients or the people that I'm training. And I think that is where people get misled, you know, of like working out and like doing whatever they want to do. It's like, what's your goal? What is your end goal? And so for me, I think after being so sport oriented, fitness for me became so easy. And it's something that like I truly have a passion for. Not only the fitness side of things and health, but just the passion for people in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anyone who has worked with you or knows you sees that. And I love that.
Thank you. Tell
us like specifically with strength training, how do you incorporate that with so many different types of people that you work with? And really, let's just start with what is strength training specifically? Because I think that's a like fancy term that we throw around, but then maybe we all have a misconception of what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So strength training is resistance training. People get, they kind of use that, kind of goes hand in hand. So that's anything that you lift or do. It is not cardio. It is lifting weights, doing things in repetitions, lifting barbells, lifting dumbbells, doing anything like that, that is resistance to the muscle. And it's so important. It's so important beyond the cardio element. So I know a lot of people and we're like, oh, I go work out. It's like, okay, what do you do? Well, I get on the cardio. I get on the treadmill. I like to do a lot of cardio. Well, okay. But that's not really strength training.
Right.
Like doing mindless cardio is not the goal, right? You don't want to sit there and just pound the cardio, pound the, you know, whatever. And that's fine if you like to do that, but that's really not how you can increase your metabolism and do certain things like that. And by increasing your metabolism is by doing strength training. Right? Not cardio.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Actually, I wanted to, since I know we're going to talk about metabolism a little bit later, I wanted to talk about that because it was
a little more recent that I actually started to do more research and learn that sometimes the reason that women are like running or doing a lot of cardio and not losing weight or not seeing the results they want is because that can actually slow your metabolism because you're basically training your body to be able to do that at lower and lower energy states. And so even though it can be good for your body in some ways to do cardio, if your goal is really to build strength and build your metabolism, that's not going to be the only thing that you need to do, or maybe it's not a big part of the picture at all.
Right, exactly. And it's not, like you said, like when you increase your body's metabolism, you increase your body's ability to burn fat at rest. And I think that is, that's what everybody wants to be able to do. But I think it's backwards. People think that you have to do more and more is actually less. Right. That term goes full circle because more is not always better. It's what you're doing that's actually going to help out. But
Yeah. So let's talk about strength training for women, because I know that there's a lot of pushback on that sometimes. And I hear your perception of why it is such a good thing for women.
Yeah. I have a background in several different things. I started my fitness journey in CrossFit back in like 2009, I guess. So I dabbled in that for a long time. And since I've had an athletic background and things became natural for me to do things. And the older I got, the more knowledgeable I became. Funny how that is. But I got more knowledgeable in what I was doing for my body and not just to do it just because. And I feel that as I got older, my body is changing and it's still changing. And I listen, I'm more in sync with my body now than I probably ever have been in terms of I'm tired. What does this feel like today? Do I have the energy to do what is planned for me? And I think that we judge ourselves and we see what everybody else is doing all the time. And we try to keep up with that. The society, the social media, I need to be better. I need to do this in order to get this result. And honestly, it's just about doing the minimum at a consistency, like being consistent with your strength training, showing up for yourself on the days that you don't want to be there. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not good. And what I mean by that is really like if you have low energy, maybe it's strength training is not the thing for you that day. Maybe it's something more low key like yoga or just stretching, or maybe you go for a walk, or maybe you play with your kids outside. Maybe that is what your workout looks like. And I think tracing back to previous years, I would have just put my head down and showed up to the gym and pounded out what I was supposed to be doing and not really having the internal energy to do that. And I would just push forward and continue to put my body in a position where it's not recovered. It's not safe for me. I just did it because that's what I did. And I think the difference now is I know what my body feels like month to month. I know how I feel, what my stress levels are, what my everyday is constantly going. So I know that some days and some weeks I have it and some I don't. And that's okay with me.
Hey friends, sorry to interrupt, but I have something new and free for you. So it's going to be worth it. I just created a private pod course that is going to teach you all about how to actually balance your blood sugar for happier hormones and more stable moods and energy. And I'm giving away the first two episodes completely free. All you have to do is sign up and grab those and you will have complete access right away. Your link is in the show notes and I will see you in there. Yeah. Yeah. And really, I think the more that we can tune into our bodies, the more that we have grace and clarity with that versus exactly what you said, like just showing up and doing what you should do or what, you know, was planned for you.
Right.
And not really taking into consideration that you really got a bad night's sleep or that you've been really stressed or you didn't eat enough breakfast. Like those type of things really do matter and they will show up in not only your results with working out, but also like even in the way you feel in that workout while you're doing it. So one of the things that I get a lot of questions about with strength training is like, does heavy lifting, is that too hard on the body for women? Or even is it going to make you like bulk up? And I think listening to where your body is in a season is really good, but just like in general, what do you have to say to like help women understand how it really works in their bodies?
Yeah. And this is a question I get a lot too. I see it at our gym and I see it, you know, my clients, they're scared to lift heavy. Well, the heavy weight, it's not going to make you big. Like they will not make you big. Like your genetics make a lot of part of like who you are. If you always have those people that look a little extra athletic and they're like, they don't work out. You're like, how does that happen? And you have the people that bust their butt and trying to do whatever they can. And they're still not where they want to be or what they want to do. But yeah, the thing with strength training is, you know, in order to get your metabolism up, I know I keep going back to this. It's just by putting on muscle mass. And by putting on muscle mass is just you lifting heavier weights and resting. That's it. It's simple and you're not going to get big. You're not going to become one of these bodybuilders unless you absolutely want to, but there's so much more in depth there than we have time for today. But
right.
it's just a misconception of what people perceive themselves as. Like they don't want to be pushed beyond a certain limit, but at a certain point, I'll give an example. If you go to the gym and you lift the same exact weights and reps for 2 or 3 weeks, you are going to be stagnant. Like you were not going to see results, right? The more that you mix up your reps and your weights and your sets, the more body composition change you will have. And that also goes with what you're putting in your body. You can't go fuel your fast food diet and become this walking figure. It goes back to what you're doing in the gym. And that does matter because, like I said, you want to be potentially burning more fat outside of the gym than inside of the gym by doing strength training. Like that is how you're going to bump up that metabolism.
Yeah, which I love. And I think so much of the time when I talk to women who have implemented strength training, they're like, I love how it makes me feel. And also I'm not just like running 17 miles anymore because I'm actually not at all a runner. So I would not ever do that. But I've never worked up to that many miles. But like literally sometimes you're just like pounding yourself into the ground and you can do things that are going to be a little bit more, you know, they're going to be different on your body, but also like different on your mind. And so it is a stretch sometimes. So I think something that I heard in your answer is almost, I think some of these questions about strength training may be excuses that are like wrapped up with a bow. And maybe we don't even realize they're excuses, but basically like we're afraid to try something new and afraid to try something that sounds hard.
Right.
And I think if you are listening to this and you're like, oh, maybe that is it, then I would love to hear especially for someone who hasn't done a lot of strength training or any strength training, like where do you start? Especially if you're maybe needing to do it at home or not going to a gym right away.
Yeah, absolutely. This sounds so silly, but it's just make a plan. For me, it's so much easier when I plan out my weeks. I know that sounds crazy because I'm in the gym, I'm in the fitness industry, I train all these people, I teach class, I program, I do all this. And you would think it just becomes just like a natural flow for me, but I also have to plan out my workouts and make time for me. So I think the number one thing is just get a gym membership, hire a personal trainer, follow a solid fitness program and try to stick to it. Like your consistency is in the works. Like you have to show up. You have to show up for yourself and follow through with a plan. And I think those two things are how you start to get that habit. You start creating habits. And it doesn't matter what it is that you do. If you're interested in going to class, maybe you're not a big class person. Maybe you want to be like, oh, I don't want the attention on me. I don't want to mess up. I want to make sure I'm doing things right. Then hire a personal trainer. That's what we're here for. We're here to teach you the movements, making sure you're doing it safe. And maybe that's more your role. And that's totally fine. There's so many different avenues out there for people. You just have to take that first leap of faith and trust in the process and then show up, be consistent. And you're actually going to probably surprise yourself.
Mm-hmm. And I think one thing, you know, with strength training, especially if you're thinking more about using like the barbells and using heavier weights, it is mm-hmm. so helpful, even if you do some work with the trainer, because they can look at what you're doing and help you not hurt yourself. And there's so much that you can do at home too, but you mm-hmm. need to be making sure that you're not just like jumping into something that you don't know what you're doing, and exactly like having a plan and also just knowing a few like basic safety precautions, because that's going to definitely make a difference in you being able to continue. Because if right. you hurt yourself the first day, then you're probably going to be like, never mind about that, going back to the cardio or whatever, right?
I'm out. Walking is safer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's anybody that's starting a new path onto something that they've never done. It is scary. It is scary to hop out into something which you know is going to be beneficial for you, because it is. And mm-hmm. then trying to pump yourself up for the what if, like, what if I'm not strong enough? What if they make fun of me? What if? And those are things that we just, you know, we put up our guard so we can like talk ourselves out of things so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I am the least scariest person on this planet. Some people think I'm scared, but I am not. I am not scary. And I love getting to help people achieve and do things and lift things and just show up for themselves like that. It's so rewarding to see people accomplish mm-hmm. things. And it is accomplished. There are things out there, and it's all progressional based. Like, you know, you start right. doing certain things and then you progress into other things, other movements. And so that's so fun to see too. When people start out lifting and they're like, oh, I've only did 10 pounds. And then, oh, I'm up to 15. Oh, and that progression is so fun to see that, because we as trainers know what they're capable of. It's just pulling that out of them. And it's so cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I think that, let's go back to the metabolism piece a little bit, because I know we've hit on it a couple times, but really understanding that like when you are actually progressing with weight is where you build muscle. And mm-hmm. then when you're building muscle is where this actually helps support your metabolism.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're right. So it's not just, oh, if I start lifting weights, then my metabolism is definitely going to speed up. Like the fuel matters. Obviously I care about that, but like just realizing like it is a progression. It's not necessarily that if you just keep lifting the same 10 pounds or doing like these kind of like hybrid workouts sometimes that are more like light weights with more reps. A lot of times if you're staying with those same weights forever and ever, you're probably still not actually building very much muscle.
Right. And so I think what you're asking is like, there's a lot of factors in your like metabolic rate. Everybody has a resting metabolic rate, which is what they refer as like the RMR. Have you heard of that term? Mm-hmm. And so you have the number of calories, what your body requires to perform like the basic functions, like your digestion, your breathing, your circulation, all of these different things. You have a set rate, right? So having a higher RMR means that you will burn more calories at rest. And so how do you mm-hmm. do that? The number one thing is resistance training. So it's so easy to be like, well, duh, no brainer. Why am I not doing strength training? You're right. not going to get that from the cardio element. You're going to get that from a basic strength training. And I think for me, it's a no brainer. One, it makes you look better. Two, it helps overall your metabolism. So why would you not do that? That's just my question. I'm like, why would people not want to do that? And I get the fact that it can be scary and all these other factors that come in. But like, for me, it's a no-brainer. It's like, heck yeah, sign me up. Where do I start this at?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that knowing that it doesn't have to be scary and that there's a place to start, I think can really make a big difference. The other thing actually that I want to talk about a little bit, because I have so many people listening who are in that like having babies, post babies, like that kind of stage. I know that there's always a lot of questions of like, how do I know if my core is strong enough? Or like, when would I be ready for strength training, during pregnancy or after pregnancy? So I'd love to hear you talk about that a little bit too.
Yeah. So I am certified pregnancy and postpartum athleticism coach. And I've worked with several clients through their pregnancy and postpartum as well. And there's so many myths out there. This is something that's not talked about enough of. And I think it needs to be brought to daylight that it is okay to work out during your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. There are certain things and adjustments that need to be made per trimester. And that's a case by case with each client, depending on their postpartum years before or what's going on individually. And it's a case by case solution, but there's definitely something, any kind of strength training, any kind of program that you can do, you can modify and make sure that you are actually getting the utmost out of your workout for that individual. Now, there are certain things that you can and can't do or should and shouldn't do. And that goes down to, can I do this or should I do this? And that's the question that you ask yourself all the time. I've had several clients that's like, I really want to be able to run this marathon. I'm 7 months pregnant. I really want to do this. It's like, okay, but why? At this point in your life, like, you're already creating a human. You are so far along. You've accomplished so much more. This is your time. Do you have this limited time to create and do the utmost for you and your baby? And this is not really the time for you to shine on your marathon. And not to say that you can't run and can't do certain things. It's just like you're putting extra pressure where pressure doesn't need to be made. And for the long-term things, it's like how fast you want to get back to where you were. It's all the things that you do in the previous months that lead up to that postpartum. And I think that, and it's so special, like we don't have kids yet, but I see it in clients and I see it in the way that you've progressed or at a their postpartum is so much better. It's, wow, this made a huge difference in what I did. I didn't do all the things that I did previously. And now I'm my second kid and wow, it made a huge difference of the pressures and the things that the breath and there's so many things tied up and working out. But we worked out with Nathaniel, right?
Malachi, yeah.
Malachi. See, you have so many kids, Leisha. I don't even know. And like, I'll ask you, like, did you notice any difference during your pregnancy?
Yeah. Well, and so I came to work out with you during pregnancy because it was my third baby and because I had core issues and right. I wanted to keep taking care of myself and like working out, but I wanted to do it in a way that I wasn't going to be causing any further issues basically. And just knowing that like I had diastasis before and my core had split before because I worked out too hard in my first pregnancy and just did whatever the heck I wanted when I was 23. So with that being said, like I wanted to be able to like maintain my strength and just be doing something that felt really good. And especially for me during pregnancy, like that was a huge self-care thing to have a trainer where I was just going and working out with you and not feeling like the pressure of a class or anything else, mm-hmm. but like being able to really support my body and even also just give myself that space, honestly, that nobody was climbing on me for a minute. That was really great. And so I think just knowing that like having a resource and asking for help, like especially in the seasons of pregnancy and postpartum, is invaluable. And yeah, especially so then after he was born, I came back and we were working on things one-on-one for a while longer before I was ready to start joining classes and stuff. But sure. I just felt so much more confident having mm-hmm. someone else like looking at what I was doing and also telling me what to do so that I knew that I was healing in the right direction versus just, well, I hope everything's okay. I guess I'll start right. doing stuff again.
Right. Yeah. It just takes that guessing game out. And you've got so much going on anyways, when you're carrying a child and have mm-hmm. kids of your own on top of that, one less thing to worry about. Am I doing something right? Is mm-hmm. this okay? Is this safe? And, yeah. and I think that's huge too, because you want to create a safe space for yourself because the gym is a safe space and you want to be able to come right. and keep coming in any stage of life, whether it's pregnant or you're postpartum, you're in a different phase of life and you're comparing yourself to these other people. But honestly, it's like, you are in your own journey. Like mm-hmm. you are in your own fitness journey and what you do every day matters, right? Because you're talking about the quality of your life. So.
Yeah. And I think just thinking about like the long-term effects of strength training over time, you see people who have been doing it for years. I actually have two aunts who have always done strength training And literally my 21-year-old brother was like, yeah, last time I arm wrestled Aunt Laura, I still lost. And she's 65 and he was 18 or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what you want. And like over time, just the consistency, they still are hiking 14ers and all kinds of things because they've just consistently kept up with it. And so I love that as like a long-term goal. And I think that it's important to see that because I think so much of the time we think fitness is just so like our body can look the way we want it to right now in this season. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we run into big trouble with diets and like over-exercising and those kind of things. And that's absolutely not going to get you where you want to go long-term.
No, definitely. And that also can screw up your metabolism. Like you said, like the dieting things, you don't need to limit yourself from the quality food sources. You don't need to limit that out of there. You eat your carbs. You eat those fruits. You eat those vegetables because that stuff is good for you. And you don't want to start straying away from creating bad habits on certain things. And like you said, it's a lifestyle, it's a quality of life. And by doing the strength training and eating quality foods and nourishing your body, you're setting yourself up for a better quality of life. And I think that's what I think that's what everyone's goal is, whether they set it out loud or not. Like you want a good quality of life.
Absolutely. And that's why all of this is not a quick fix. Like it's not, Jenna's not saying come to my gym and in 3 weeks you're gonna be like a bodybuilder. Like she's saying, come and we'll teach you how to be stronger. And I love that. And that's exactly, you know, what I believe with food too. Like we're not going to change things overnight because any overnight fixes are not going to be sustainable for the most part. And so that's what we're here for, is that long-term quality of life, exactly like you said, and just having the energy to keep up with your kids and having the joy to be able to be present and not be stressed out in your own body.
Right. No, that's it. Because you get into these chasing goals, you start chasing these things over time and you've hit a goal mark. It's like, what now? What's your long-term goal? Your long-term goal is just to improve your life. And you don't want to get wrapped up in numbers or what your weight is or focused on the negative goals of things. And I think it's because we have this self-hate that happens. And we're looking at ourselves and, oh, you need to look like this. You need to be better. You need to be lifting more. Why am I not doing this? And then what are you doing? Like, what's your interest at this point? You're not even having fun anymore. Right. My goal is like the gym is like your outlet. It's the outlet for me. Most days that I'm there, that I'm not working, working out is my outlet. If I'm in a negative mindset, then I'm going to have a negative outlook on things and I'll never be satisfied with what I have. And I think setting aside our differences and we walk in the door, like everyone has the same goal, is to be better and to feel better. And I think that is the most important thing long-term.
Yeah. So good. I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much for just like all of the gold that you've given us today. And I've loved it. And I know that it's going to be so encouraging just to be able to like have some places to start. So yeah. I want you to tell everyone who's listening, like where they can find you. For people who are local to Norman, Oklahoma, she has an awesome gym. And then for everyone else, you can follow her on Instagram.
Yeah. So yeah, I co-own a gym here in Norman. Like she said, it's called Fueled Fitness and Nutrition. We are located on 2206 Tecumseh Drive, right behind the OnQ over there. And we offer group fitness, training, nutrition services, and overall a fun experience. So our first classes are always free. Come check it out. We offer Monday through Saturday classes. And then our personal training is just case by case. We just, whenever we have availability, but we'd love to have you stop in, try a class out, get with a trainer, get into a solid plan, and let us help you make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And then your Instagram, tell us what that handle is.
Yeah. So our Fueled Instagram is at fueled.fitness.nutrition. And my personal Instagram is at JennaRJohnston_.
Awesome. Definitely go check all of those resources out. And if you're local, definitely go check out a class because Jenna is speaking the truth. Like it truly is fun. Whenever I go, it's always my favorite workout of the week. So
hey, I love that. I know. It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jenna. And we will see everyone next time.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Leisha. Bye.
Any information shared on this podcast is solely for educational purposes, is not to be taken as medical advice or to be used as a diagnosis or a treatment plan for any medical condition. I'm sharing my educated opinions and experience, but nothing shared here can be taken on a one-size-fits-all basis. We always recommend that you do your own research, talk to your own doctors, and take full informed responsibility for any health and medical choices that you make. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, for listening, and I hope that you were encouraged and learned something new. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you be willing to share it with a friend and to leave us a review? I believe that every woman deserves to understand her body and feel great in it, and you can help me in this mission by sharing the podcast. If you're also feeling like you're ready for the next step and you're really ready to dive in your hormone journey, my course, Nourish Your Hormones, is created specifically for you. It's a step-by-step blueprint to increase your metabolism, restore energy, and have better periods and mood every single month. I would love to connect with you, so come over and join me on my Instagram page at Leisha Drews and send me a message if you have questions or just want to tell me something that you enjoyed about this episode. I can't wait to meet you.